Welcome to the Smoke and Salt Project. Week one was always going to be hectic for Dave and his family. Three towns, Adelaide, Hamilton in Victoria, and then back to Mount Gambier in South Australia. Over the next 8 weeks, Dave, Cara, and their girls will be visiting 19 towns across Australia, where Dave will be cooking his hearty barbecues for those in need. Each week, you'll hear from Dave and Cara about their experiences in serving those in need, and from their charity partners about the work they do year-round in their local communities. And if you're new to the Smoke and Salt Project, I encourage you to have a listen to the Fired Up and Ready podcast episode, where Dave and Cara tell the story behind the Smoke and Salt Project and share what they're hoping to achieve over the next 8 weeks. I'm Wallace Long. After the break, we'll hear from Dave and Cara. Now, did I see on social media that you're up at 3 a.m. getting the fire started?
Yeah, so Saturday, it was a long one. It always is every year. So I get up at 3, and that's just to give myself enough time to get the food cooked low and slow, and it gives me just a few hours leeway. So I get up at 3 with the aim to get the food on the barbecues at about 4 a.m., with the thinking that it's going to take 10 to 12 hours, which takes us to about 4 p.m., and then service begins at 6 p.m. So always give myself those extra few hours sort of in the afternoon in case it's not going the way it should. But yeah, fortunately, everything was spot on. I'm personally really happy with how the food turned out. As I was slicing it and serving it, I was just like, yep, this is spot on. This is how it should be. So this is proper low and slow. Yeah.
This is your fourth year of working with Fred's Van, the St. Vincent's de Paul arm that reaches out to, I think, around about 10 locations across South Australia, and you were focusing on the Gawler place.
Yes. Yep. That's the one.
How many meals did you serve on Saturday night?
So, I mean, it happens so fast. We arrive and unpack and set up. We sort of aim to cater for around 100, because in years gone by, I think last year it was around 100. We did a rough estimate that this year we served around 80 people. A few people came around again and got seconds and third helpings, which is totally all right. But we didn't, head home with anything. Everything, was eaten, which was awesome. So, we think we fed around 80 people, but we had enough food there for 100, and it all was eaten, it all went, so, which is awesome. So happy.
This is your fourth year you've done it with Fred's Van. Have you noticed any difference in regards to the number of people that are turning up?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think the first year back in 2023, I reckon we only did about 50 people, but I guess it was our first one, and they didn't really know us or ever had eaten our food. I sort of get the impression Vinny's sort of tell them, sort of all their regulars, they let them know that, we've got some low and slow on next week. And so we've seen definitely the numbers go up. And as I said, I think last year was around 100 people. This year, maybe not as many people, but, that's like all right though. Like, the people that we served were so happy, and so much positive feedback from the food. So many people said that they haven't eaten food like this ever. They hadn't eaten this well in over a year. So it was really excellent. So happy with how it all went.
Yeah, it must be gratifying for you and also for the people that were supporting you in delivering the food on Saturday night, because it was quite a wet weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that's it. I sort of had all the barbecues fired up, as I said, around 4 5 a.m. And then I think it was raining all day from about 6 a.m. And it just sort of eased off just after lunch. And then fortunately, when we went into town, it was all right. But it was freezing though. People had sort of hardly anything to keep them warm. And we also weren't only handing out food. We, some of our friends that we know through the girls' school also came together and helped They sort of handed out socks and beanies and clothes and heaps of other things. So this, the Adelaide one's the only one that we are able to do that for, which is awesome. So, you know, we were able to not only send them off with food, but we could send them off with some things to keep them warm as well.
I'm joined here by Teresa from Vinnie's Fred's Van to hear all about their work in Adelaide and South Australia. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you.
Teresa, can you tell me about the work that Vinnie's and Fred's Van does in supporting those in need?
Vinnie's Fred's Van, so in South Australia, is a not just a mobile food service, but we are a mobile food service in certain sites. So we use a vehicle to go and take a hot evening meal to people who are struggling with food security, an evening meal, if you like. But we do that also with sort of seated inside services as well. So we've got two ways of providing a service to people. And it is people that are struggling with maybe at risk of being homeless. Certainly we pick up people that are rough sleeping, so experiencing homelessness. And there'll be lots of other reasons why people access our service. Lots of reasons, mental health, there'll be financial struggles, always, the financial one is always a struggle. And it could just be loneliness. There'll be lots of reasons why they come to us.
And how many services and how many meals do you deliver each week?
So we have got, in South Australia, we've got 10 services in all. Eight of those are sort of in and around the metro Adelaide area, and two are in regional areas in Port Pirie and Port Lincoln. And across all of those services, we would do approximately 600-700 meals a week. It does depend on the week and it does depend on the time of year. That's how many that we would serve across all of those sites.
2026, is there any difference to say 2 years ago? Is there an increase in demand?
Yes, we do see that. We see those spikes as well. So you've got the general increase, but you also see spikes of increase, and they may be linked to other things. If people are receiving, you know, electricity bills, or, you know, if there are other things are going on in their life, they might come to us that week. And we are seeing with the cost of living crisis currently and the petrol going up, that we are seeing more people attending our services across the board, because a lot of people that we serve, as I just said, that may not be rough sleepers, may not be struggling with homelessness. They might be in low-cost accommodation. They might even be working. But then everything is really stretched. So they come to us, they get a hot meal, and they don't have to then, you know, put food on the table for that night. So it's a help to them.
How many nights a week do you serve meals in Gawler Place in Adelaide?
We serve 6 nights a week. And on the 7th night, there is another agency who are good friends of ours, and they serve. So what we have there is a consistent service that happens every single night at exactly the same times. So everybody will get a meal every single night in Gawler Place.
Dave Meadows and his team were there last Saturday night. Can you tell me about that evening?
Yes, I can. It was lovely to see them. So Dave has been coming to us a couple of 3 years now, and he provides a beautiful meal to people that come and access us for food for an evening meal. He does lots of smoked meats like porks and beefs and whatnot, and he does like Boston beans and potato bakes and whatnot. So he comes in with his friends and with his family and sets up alongside our service. So our service still happens. We still take out some things to our people. So they sort of like sit in amongst us. And we had a really busy night on Saturday. I reckon we fed about 80 people. Normally the Saturday night numbers are around 50. Normally that's what we cater for, 50, 60. But it was really, really busy. And the diners were unaware that Dave was coming, because we're there all the time. So our offerings will change. it was a lovely night. It was, there was no trouble. There was, everybody was super grateful. They were super impressed with the menu. My team were very funny because they said, well, we don't know how we're going to follow this up next time we go out. And I said, well, you've got 3 weeks to sort that out. So it was a really lovely night. It was lovely to meet all of Dave's friends and family because they come alongside him do that and help serve. And they also provide other things. They had a table full of shoes and toiletries and clothes and coats and jumpers and whatnot. So they'd done ever so, you know, like really, really thought about what it is that they could help us with. Yeah, it was lovely.
Obviously, you know that he's heading across to around Australia for 57 days, and I think you've been instrumental in connecting him with other partners across Australia to assist in similar events like your food service in Gawler Place. How do you see that going for him?
It's going to go well. And it's going to go well because Dave is the master of preparing things. And I got that when I first met him. So I get lots of people contact asking if they can do things and you know, provide things. And there's not very many that actually follow through. From the minute I spoke to him on the phone and he wanted to meet me, I met him down at the our facility with our van. I explained what it was. And he's been consistent, he's been reliable, and he does what he says he was going to do, and he does it with such kindness and such commitment that I have no doubt that this will have been prepared and planned to within an inch of its life. And the fact that he's taking his family with him is just lovely. So it will go well. I know it will.
Teresa, how can people help you? If people are listening to this, you're in Adelaide and they're thinking of contributing and assisting Vinnie's Fred's van, in what way could they assist?
The main way that people assist us is to volunteer. So to give us their time. To run a service like Fred's van, we require volunteers. Across all of those sites, there are about 600 volunteers. And they're the ones that do the work. They're the ones that have teams, they have team leaders, they have two ICs. We have volunteers that do shopping, that do cleaning, that do stock control. You name it, there is a volunteer that will have some sort of role in that whole operation. So volunteering is a really good way of doing it. We have lots of people and you can fit it in and around most schedules, including very busy work schedules. Another way of helping is to donate them, and then that money can go towards, you know, food generally is what we spend our money on. The other way to help is to donate food. That might be non-perishable food, or to do collections such as socks. Socks are really, really liked when we take them out. They go really quickly. Toiletries, stuff like that, people really like. So we have a lot of people coming in to us that are very that are struggling financially. And anything such as like the little things that maybe their money won't go on if they're, you know, they're paying other things. They're not frivolous things, but they are things that they think, oh no, I won't spend money on that. It's, you know, it's going to be used elsewhere. So if we can provide that to them, that's a really good thing.
If people do want to get in contact with you, how do they do that?
If they go onto our website, which is www.vinnies.org.au, and they go into South Australia, it's all there.
Brilliant. And no doubt we'll be probably chatting with some of your colleagues as Dave and his family goes around Australia.
Yeah, that's lovely. Yes, and good luck to him. It's been a pleasure to work with him. He's just fantastic. They do really good things. They're good and kind.
From Adelaide, you're heading off to Hamilton?
Yes, yeah. So Hamilton's our first stop, like our first barbecue stop after Adelaide. We were going to go straight to Hamilton, but, you know, that's about 6 hours away from Adelaide. And, you know, we've got two young girls. Just thought that first stint on the road for them, it might just be a bit hard on them. So we decided to go a day earlier, just stop, you know, halfway. So we went from Adelaide to border town and just used it as an overnight hop. So Adelaide to border town, that was about three and a half hours. And then from there, it's only another 3 hours to Hamilton. So just really, we did that for, you know, for them. So it isn't so, you know, hard on them, just first up.
And I understand you caught up for a brief lunch with a special friend in Dubula.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, thanks to you, you introduced me to chef, teacher, Kat Clark. You know, so appreciative of her time. She's flat out, you know, she runs lessons, cooking lessons, and then she's got her own kitchen also, which is open on Sundays, and then she's busy doing other things. And so for her to take time out to, you know, hang out with us, was just awesome. And she was so lovely. The girls loved her. So yeah, no, just I think one of the things we really want to get out of this is we want to sort of meet as many people and hear their experiences. You know, we want to learn from others. And you know, certainly from her, I was really interested in sort of her story and the things she's done and things she's seen and experiences that she's had. Yeah, but it was excellent. Yep, loved it.
So you're off to Hamilton. What are you expecting there?
Yeah, so Hamilton, not too sure. We're paired with the Salvation Army in Hamilton. They've been really excellent with sending me info in regards to how many people they serve on average, what sort of space they have. So I've sort of want to keep it, in terms of food, want to keep it pretty simple. Don't want to sort of go too out of the square first up, you know, just not knowing how much time I'm going to have in the setup that they've got. So just planning on doing some simple pulled pork, just some smoky pulled pork in some rolls, you know, with some slaw. And then it's my understanding that some of the volunteers that are in Hamilton are going to help with the sides. So it'd be awesome to work with, you know, with them and, you know, have some help from them. Roughly catering for around 100. So they have got a room where people can come and sit and eat, and that holds about 30 to 40. And then they also want me to make some food for them to take away. So they go around to, you know, houses and also hand it out. So kind of a bit of a Meals on Wheels sort of thing, you know, happening in Hamilton. So, but yeah, I think that's what makes me the most nervous out of everything, is just not knowing what to expect. But I'm sure I'll figure it out, because that's just, I seem to figure it out. So yeah.
Dave Meadows, great to be back on the line with you. I believe you've just wrapped up in Hamilton, but first, before we talk about the food service, can you tell me about the trip with the trailer and the family from Adelaide?
Yeah, absolutely. So firstly, I mean, we sort of, you know, headed home after our Adelaide service. You know, didn't really have much time to sort of reflect on what had happened and, you know, who we'd fed. But we were up early on Sunday, got the, you know, car packed and headed off, and, you know, had a reasonably smooth journey to Hamilton. And then, was fortunate to have some time to catch up with Mark Thomas from the Salvos in Hamilton. You know, he's been awesome. He's been really responsive with his emails, which helps a lot, because when I'm organising every stop, you know, obviously I'm not sort of in these towns. I don't see the space and sort of understand how many people they're feeding. So when I've got someone like Mark who has been really responsive and has been really helpful, it's of him. So heading into Hamilton, I felt confident that we knew what, you know, we're up for. We knew, you know, how many people we were feeding. Mark actually sent me a video that's on YouTube of, you know, him and his service. So, you know, if anyone's out there, look up Salvation Army in Hamilton. There's a short video on there which he's on. So he sent me that, and it was a really insight into the community and who they are, what they're about, and sort of how their service, you know, operates. Because they don't only do serve food at the Salvation Army in Hamilton, they actually do takeaway service also. So they actually send, they've got several volunteers volunteers there that actually send food out to, you know, homes for people that are unable to make it into the Salvation Army.
What does it look like when you arrive? You've obviously got to go and collect food. That happens pretty straight away, I'd imagine, if you're serving up the next day.
Yeah, so I asked Mark, I said, you know, who do you use? That he said they use the, it's called the regional butcher that's located in the hub that's in Hamilton there. So the hub butcher went in there, had a really good conversation with him, explained, you know, where I'm from and why we're in Hamilton. And he was, you know, really helpful and, you know, gave me a, you know, like as best of a discount on the food as he was able to. But he explained that, you know, homelessness is getting worse in Hamilton and saying to me that, you know, Hamilton used to be a pretty affordable place to live. And because of the cost of living in other regional towns around the area, like Warrnambool, etc., you know, he was saying because the cost of living in those areas is going up, it forced people to move into Hamilton, which was usually an affordable area, but that then is now has forced everything up, and so now Hamilton has become more expensive to live there than it, you know, used to. And the overflow from that is you know, homelessness there is going up and up. And I suppose I should actually say that again. It's not necessarily homelessness. It's just people that just can't afford to necessarily eat. You know, people that may have homes or they're sleeping on a friend's lounge or something, but they just can't afford to eat. And and that was the same message from Mark as well. So he looked after me with some really good bits from a food point of view. He gave me a box of some really nice pork shoulder, which I was going to smoke that. And I had planned to serve some rolls. So I was going to do some pulled pork rolls with some slaw. And then the volunteers in Hamilton also offered to help out, and they offered to do some sides. I think they made a vegetable soup and a fruit salad, but it was obviously the rolls and the slaw was the main. So I had about 20 kilos of pork that I was going to smoke and serve up some rolls, and that was probably enough to do like 100 rolls. And not only 100 rolls, that was enough to do 100 rolls and also have some left over to send away in takeaway boxes for locals in the area.
What was the vibe like when you were serving the food?
Yeah, it was really awesome because, see, in Adelaide, it's really hectic, you know. The Adelaide service, we served around 80 to 100 people and it was over in half an hour. We didn't really have much opportunity to sort of stop and have chats, conversations with anyone. Hamilton, I got there at 6 a.m. The volunteers arrived just before 7 a.m. And as I had the smoker on, you know, I really had lots of time to have conversations with the other volunteers that were helping. And then I think people sort of started arriving for lunch service around 11-ish, and then everyone was sort of, you know, no one was in a hurry. You know, they came in, they had some soup, they just were happy to sit and just hang out. You know, we served, as I said, as many people as we served in Adelaide, but it was over like a 4 or 5 hour period, or I should say 3 or 4 hours. So it was a lot slower, a lot more relaxed, and it gave me, Cara, the family, lots of time to be able to just hang out and just you know, just chat. They were just so happy for us to be there. It was just, it was a really exciting thing for them, you know, to have just someone else from outside of Hamilton, you know, just someone, just to have a family that are prepared to come and help out. And yeah, we just felt that it was a really, they were just so excited, you know, to have us.
And that was inside, was it?
Yeah, so they had an inside. They could seat about 40 to 50 people in, sort of inside. I set up my barbecues outside there. So as people came in, they would sort of pass where I was, and you know, they were able to say hello and just ask, you know, ask what's happening, where we're from, you know, obviously where we've been, where we're heading. And then they would sort of go in and eat, and also they would see us as they left. So yeah, we just it was a different kind of service in comparison to Adelaide, but they were just certainly just so, you know, happy to have us. And and as like I said to Mark, you know, as well, like I'm happy that he, you know, when I emailed him almost a year ago, you know, here I am, you know, he doesn't know who I am, the food I serve. And I'm just extremely thankful for him to just be accepting to have us there and just, you know, have a shot, allow us the opportunity, because as I said, you know, he doesn't know who I am. Yeah. And I thanked him for that, because throughout this whole thing, you know, not everyone has been willing to give us a shot in coming from interstate and feeding their community. So I'm extremely thankful to the, you know, the 19 charities that are, you know, happy to have us.
Yeah, it's a fair amount of trust, isn't there? Now, you had a couple of visitors that that acknowledged obviously what was being done was significant for the town of Hamilton. Can you tell me about those two visitors?
Yeah, for sure. So really honoured, actually, really honoured to have the mayor of Hamilton and a member of council also. Mark had sent an invite out to them, and he sort of said to me, you know, earlier on, he said, look, I've sent the invite out. If they show, they show. You know, he wasn't overly sure either. And but I, as I said, extremely honoured to, you know, have them there. And, you know, huge highlight is to see Charlotte, you know, in there serving. And, you know, Charlotte served the mayor, you know, she served him lunch, you know, served him a roll. And so, you know, it was just absolutely awesome to be able to, I actually was just, you know, I wasn't actually serving food at that point. I was talking with the mayor, and yeah, you know, Charlotte served him lunch. And so now that was just a really, really awesome thing, and something we'll always remember.
It's great to have Mark from the Salvation Army in Hamilton, Victoria. Hamilton is 300 kilometres due west of Melbourne, 3.5 hour drive, and it's about an hour's drive north of Port Ferry. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Mark, can you tell me about the work the Salvation Army is doing to support those in need in Hamilton?
So in Hamilton, we do a weekly community meal every Thursday. So we have we do a takeaway meal and or a sit-down meal. So we have about 30 people sit down and about 50 takeaway meals go out the door. We also deliver food hampers prepared by Food Share in Warrnambool. So we deliver that to about nearly 40 households in the district. So we travel around about 100 k's from Hamilton to deliver food, and also obviously in town as well. We do that over about a 3-day period every week. And we also support people with clothing and furniture. And we, yeah, also have the Salvation Army have a FPOS card that we can support people with too. Yeah, and also like just support with financial advice and just being there as a support and a help to the community.
Dave and his family were with you on Wednesday. Can you tell me about how that day was?
Yeah, well, we didn't do a lot of advertising. We put out a few flyers and a word of mouth, and we had about 100 people come along. Bearing in mind it was a Wednesday, so normally everybody's used to coming here on a Thursday, but the word got out, and yeah, and it was a great day. People enjoyed it, absolutely loved it, like just raving about it as they left, and everybody was well and truly fed, and everybody enjoyed the food and enjoyed having a chat with everybody, including Dave.
Yeah. So you guys do this every week. You've got a big commitment with a large crew of Salvation Army staff and also volunteers, I'd imagine.
I'm actually the only staff member here, and we have about 20 volunteers that they just rock up every week and, yeah, do their jobs from delivering furniture to food. It's a highlight. So we had some community members that came yesterday. We had the mayor and also one of the councillors. And they came yesterday and they were surprised the amount of people that were around. They'd been here before, the mayor had been. Yeah, they were surprised at the amount of people were here and just the uptake to come and enjoy each other's company and some great food. It was really good for them to see that what can be done in the community and what's being done in the community.
What have you seen over the last couple of years? Have you seen any change in regards to the needs in the community?
Yeah, our demand's gone. It's probably doubled in 2 years. So 2 years ago, our meal was probably 40 people at the most. So takeaways, about 50-50, 20 takeaways and 20 sit-downs. Yeah, of course, that's gone nearly to 100 now. And also our food deliveries. Back in the day, I was delivering, 2 years ago, we were delivering probably 20 food hampers a week. Yeah, now we've doubled that pretty much. We also deliver meals that we cook here and frozen meals as well to some clients that just don't cook or can't cook. In 2 years, it would have doubled, yeah.
Right. Pretty much. And are you seeing a difference in regards to the profile of people from 2 years ago to now?
Quite a few more elderly people on the pension, and also people that are working but don't have enough hours to pay rent and power and fuel and things like that. So, yeah, our biggest two rises have been in the elderly and the people with, you know, families or even just, you know, partners but just can't make ends meet with the amount of hours that they've been paid for.
So if there are people around the area that are looking to support the work that you do, how can they help you?
We have a initiative called Tins in the Bins, where you can just simply put a can of baked beans or spaghetti in bins, Coles, IGA in Hamilton, IGA in Coleraine, or IGA in Casterton. That's a simple thing you can do whenever you feel like it. Also, yeah, we just take donations whenever we can. Of course, we're in Red Shield is our big thing this time of year for Salvation Army. And support that wherever you are, that would be fantastic. But yeah, in our area, that's a big help to us. We get more food and that way. Our food donations from our normal suppliers like Food Share and also Salvation Army stores have dropped considerably. So by more, at least a quarter, if not more, and our demand's doubled, but our the food coming in is dropped. So yeah, we always have a shortage of protein for our community meal. Yeah, so any donations of food, yeah, just simple things like baked beans and spaghetti these days are a lot dearer than they used to be, but they're a meal in themselves, and people can eat them hot or cold.
What about volunteers? Do you have a need for volunteers?
Not really at this stage. No, we're actually really good with volunteers. We've been able to attract a lot of volunteers, and it's just purely word of mouth. And being able to keep most of our volunteers. So we're actually really good with volunteers at the moment.
And Mark, how do they get in contact with the Salvation Army in Hamilton?
They can simply drop into the church here at 89 Kennedy Street if they want to drop off food, or as I said, the bins in the supermarkets, or they can give me a call on 0429 027 932, and we can work out whatever way they can help. That'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Brilliant. Mark, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. No worries at all.
Dave, so your next stop is Mount Gambier?
That's right. Yeah, we've got, short turnaround. It's the shortest of the whole trip. So, yeah.
So you're under the pump.
Yeah, absolutely. So fortunately, it's only an hour and a half away, so we'll get there by lunch and be able to, head out, source our food. I've got a food order to pick up. I've got an order at Collins Court Butcher, who's been excellent with, helping us out.
Dave, just finished service in Mount Gambier. Firstly, I just want to check in. How was the drive from Hamilton to Mount Gambier? Because it's been pretty wet in Adelaide.
Yeah, it was all right. It was, wet. Roads between Hamilton and Mount Gambier are not, not the best. Had to go very slowly in areas. We're obviously towing. We've got smokers and that, so we want to, look after them. So, we had to go slow and it was wet, but, happy to arrive safely, yeah.
Tell us about service, and you're partnering with the Sunset Community Kitchen.
I was really excited about this service, opportunity to do low and slow, given that service wasn't until 6 p.m. in the evening. In Hamilton was lunch, our following stop in Bendigo, that's also lunch. So, to have the opportunity to do some low and slow is awesome. That's what I love. Yeah, in having conversations with them and sort of telling them what sort of food, I serve, they didn't really know a lot about low and slow and American style food in that sense. So I was really pumped to give them an experience, a food experience that they hadn't had. And then, so there was a sense of when people began to arrive, they were asking me the sort of food that I'm serving. And when I said to them, I'd been there since, 5, 6 a.m., had the barbecues on for 10 hours. They couldn't sort of understand why I needed to have them on for so long. But then, after they had the food, they thought it was just an awesome experience, to have some real low and slow food. Everyone was just super happy and, loved it, yeah. The facility there was excellent. They've got a full kitchen inside and I set up just outside of that area. It was really handy to have been able to just the simple things, like just being able to rinse things off in a sink, which, I don't always have access to just those simple things, having their kitchen on hand and me being out sort of out the front was super handy. They said, Friday is usually a large night and, hence why I'm there on a Friday. They've been awesome, throughout this whole thing. They were super keen on having flyers and posters. And Marie and I had an interview on ABC Radio, local radio there. And, she expressed that there was a shortage there of, help. And so was really keen to, help them out. And, from everything I've heard from Marie, she said since that radio interview, their numbers have soared and they've got, now got heaps of help, which is excellent.
I'm joined by Marie from Sunset Community Kitchen to hear about their work in Mount Gambier. Marie, welcome.
Thank you.
Marie, can you tell me about the work you do in supporting those in need in Mount Gambier?
Well, Sunset Community Kitchen's going for about 16 years now, and we're a wholly volunteer unfunded community group. We work out of a place called Frew Park in Mount Gambier, which is a Mount Gambier City Council owned community facility. Mondays and Wednesdays every week, we have our volunteers go into the kitchen. They cook the meals. Each volunteer team has their meal that they have chosen to cook. They pack it into, foil containers, and they then open the doors at 6 o'clock for anyone who is outside waiting to take a meal. We also pick up various items from businesses around the town who donate leftover products at the end of the day, and also we have people to donate eggs, they donate vegetables, fruit in season, anything like that. So the people not only get a hot meal, they get a bag of produce as well to take away, which can really help prop up their need for the week.
Dave Meadows and his family were with you last Friday. Can you tell me about how that went?
They were. Yeah, that was wonderful. Dave and Cara and their extended family members came. Dave set up at the kitchen on Friday morning. He was there all day cooking. We had a wonderful butcher who unexpectedly donated all the meat to him, which was another bonus. And he cooked this terrific different types of meat. We had no idea how many people were going to come along. We'd been advertising it on our Facebook page and on posters around the place, sort of like in the weeks leading up, and there were a couple of media interviews about it too. We gave out in excess of 50 meals, which we thought, for all Dave's effort was good. It was, it was just a really nice, unexpected thing for us to do for our people.
What are you seeing in 2026 that may be different to, say, 2 years ago?
A lot more people in need, unfortunately. People from all different walks of life. People seem to think that the only people that come to our sort of community help, they seem to think that only homeless people come, but there are very few homeless people that come to get help from us. They're just simply people that are struggling, people in all walks of life that are struggling and just need a little bit of extra help to get them through the week, to ease the burden of their finances. And that's what we do.
All ages?
All ages, absolutely all ages. People, older people, people on their living on their own, families, a lot of young people now, which has never used to happen. Very rarely did we get young people, but now we're getting young, like teens, high teens, and, obviously people just doing it tough.
So how can people help you if they're in Mount Gambier and they're listening to this and they feel that they can provide some sort of support? How can they help you?
We survive on donations from service clubs, individual people that would like to donate to us, also donations of any produce or anything, that they've got, and volunteers, everyone that works at our Sunset Kitchen is a volunteer, both on the committee or as a volunteer in the kitchen, in any way like that.
It was Mick, I think, from Collins Court Butchery that supported with the donation of all the meat, which was incredibly generous.
He did. Dave went to pick up the meat and was told, oh, don't worry, Mick will be in touch. And when he contacted Mick to say, well, how much do I owe you? Mick said, don't worry about it. I've donated it.
That's wonderful generosity, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
People do want to donate food or money or come and volunteer. How do they get in contact with you?
Probably the best way is our Facebook page, Sunset Community Kitchen. That has all our details on it, and they can either put something up on the page or message the page. And we have a wonderful lady who looks after the page who does a fabulous job for us, and she passes on messages immediately, and then we contact them and take it from there.
Well, Marita, thanks so much for giving me your time to share the work that you're doing at the Sunset Community Kitchen in Mount Gambier.
Thank you.
So Dave, that's week one done, Adelaide, Hamilton and also Mount Gambier. Can you summarise what the week's been like? Before when you planned this and you're now a week in, done two low and slow cooks, done one pretty fast cook. You've met a lot of different people. Your family's been there. It's been wet. Tell me about the experience. Is it what you expected?
Yeah, I guess firstly, I'm actually just so happy and proud that we're able to, I suppose, follow through on the schedule that we have set for ourselves. I mean, when I think about it sort of at the start, it's a pretty ambitious aim to do a barbecue event, I guess, every third night. And then with, we had the short turnaround in Mount Gambier, which I thought was going to be the hardest you know, the hardest leg. Just, you know, super happy that we've been able to sort of execute exactly what I thought we would be able to, and sort of stick to the, you know, the schedule. And I guess it was the these first three barbecues that we're doing, it was going to set the, you know, set the trend for the rest of the trip. And the fact that we've been able to execute these first three pretty much exactly how I thought we would be able to, it just gives me huge amounts of confidence moving forward. You know, it's going by really fast also, like this experience, it's flying, and I almost want it to like slow down a bit so I can take a second to just, you know, just to soak it all up and savor it. But you know, we're like, the Adelaide barbecue seems ages ago now, like so much has happened since then. So yeah, as I said, I've personally gotten huge amounts of confidence just from being able to execute these first three events pretty much flawlessly, if I'm honest. Like, I'm just really happy with how they've all worked out. So yeah, moving forward, I'm just, you know, looking forward to it.
That's brilliant. And what about your expectations of the three different venues? Obviously, you knew Adelaide very well, but with regards to Hamilton and Mount Gambier, is it what you expected?
Yeah, it's funny. I was, you know, nervous heading into Hamilton because I didn't really know what to expect at all. And also, obviously, the same in the Mount. But what I'm finding is once I see the space, once I go and I speak to the charities, and I see the space and I see what I'm working with, I feel sort of at ease. Like, I'm basically doing exactly what I do in Adelaide, and I'm just doing it somewhere else. So it's just a matter of once I get there and I see the space and I speak to the organization, I can kind of format a solid plan for every stop. And as I said, I feel confident that I have the ability to, I'm flexible, you know, I've got the ability to just figure it out. And there's been a few things I've had to just figure out, you know, having lunch service in, you know, Hamilton, for example, meant that I had to do a fair bit of food prep the afternoon beforehand. So yeah, I'm just figuring it out. Each stop, you know, has its own challenges, but the confidence I get from just seeing the space and just being there is, I feel like I can format a plan as soon as I've actually seen it and spoken with the, you know, the organisations.
And if I just remember what Teresa from the Vinnie's Fred's Van said when I asked her about her confidence in you delivering the whole thing, she said, pretty much no problem, he'll be fine, he'll make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, she's been awesome. She's been absolutely awesome. And, you know, and she, you know, not only has she been huge in helping us establish ourselves in Adelaide, but she's been a huge help in putting me in touch with, you know, with other Vinnie's organisations, you know, interstate, which has been really helpful as well.
Brilliant. I just want to pick up on one thing. I just want to acknowledge that every town you're getting to, I'm hearing stories of people chipping in regards to assisting with service, or the butchers have actually come on board, really keen to support the work that you're doing, to highlight the work that their local charities are doing. I'd just like to shout out to the people that got on board really early in your journey. Phantom Screens, Damien in Adelaide, Charcoal Kings at Holden Hill, Silvio, Lane's Barbecue, Specialty Foods, Faden there, and Just Tint It with Dave. And also Ampol came on and gave you a card to get petrol the whole way around. And you think that that's going to do your whole trip?
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. That was, you know, when we started sort of organising all of this last year, fuel was at a reasonable, respectable level. You know, it was, wasn't too expensive. And then what happened, and fuel went through the roof. And for a while there, I was thinking, I felt like, this is going to be a lot harder than I first thought. And then reached out to some, you know, reached out to AmpPol, and fortunately they came back. Obviously they wanted to ask me a bit more info on what it is, you know, where we're heading, and just didn't expect them to help in the way that they have. I thought maybe they might be able to give me a fuel card for some of it, but the fact that they've went to the trouble of working out where we're heading and how far it is and how much fuel expense that would be, and then look after us is, yeah, it's huge, absolutely huge. And yeah, I wish I could actually meet them and thank them, you know, face to face.
Cara, how are you?
Hi Wallace, good. How are you?
Very well. Week one, a busy, busy week for you guys. What are your reflections on it?
Yeah, it's been a very busy week. We've done lots of packing and unpacking and, yeah, been going here, there and everywhere. But it's been a really good week for making connections. And I think one thing that sort of really stands out is just how different people's situations are, the guests that, or the clients, I like to call them, as we're going, that we're meeting along the way. You've got different volunteers, they've all got a story as well. And I think it just really highlights that sometimes we're not just, I guess, feeding people that are necessarily homeless. We're meeting people that are going through some really difficult situations and, yeah, just lots of things that I guess you're a bit sheltered from in day-to-day life as we go on in our own lives, and we're all very busy and doing all the things, and it's very easy to get caught up in our own lives that we don't really sort of take time to, or have the time to really think about what's going on outside of our own worlds. And so that's been a really big eye-opener for me, and for all of us really, for this week. An example, meeting some clients along the way that, you know, some have been homeless and have been unwell, needing treatment in hospital. And so it's just sort of thinking about how they're having to go through such a difficult medical situation, and for them it's not about, they don't really have that support outside of having treatment. So it's going into the hospital and then it's basically coming back out of hospital and needing and very much relying on the services of the community and the volunteers to keep going. And there's been a couple of other situations where, you know, you've got women that are leaving domestic violence situations. You know, they basically leave with nothing, you know, trying to keep their children safe and themselves safe. And so, you know, that was a really big eye-opener as well this week, being a mum as well, and just sort of really thinking that just must be really tough, and how much these sorts of services really mean to people that are having to go through that. So some of the volunteers, I guess, have been on the receiving end of some of these wonderful community services. So, you know, they've gone through hard times themselves. They've, you know, had to very much rely on their next meal coming from some of these charities, and they've chosen to then volunteer at these charities and work with these organisations to give back, because it's something that they really valued and received a lot of support when they were going through tough times. So that was really lovely to hear as well. Hamilton was just, it was a different feel to it, I think, because they had a sort of inside dining room where clients could come in and they could sit and socialise and have a coffee and a chat. And you could tell that the volunteers really, you know, they would sit there and have a chat with them as well. So, you know, they all knew each other very well. lots of good banter back and forth between them all, which was great to see. They all have a good sense of humour, and yeah, it was just, it was really nice to see, you know, they've got a safe space that they can go to and then they can rely on to fulfill just that social need, being looked after and just being cared about.
And the girls, Charlotte and Sophia, I saw that Charlotte was doing food service at Hamilton. What have their reactions been to the first week?
Yeah, so Sophia's just sort of just been a little bubbly ray of sunshine, sort of running around doing her own thing. She's a bit younger, so not really knowing really what we're doing at this point. But, you know, putting a smile on everyone's faces, which is really nice to see. And Charlotte has just really just stepped into her power. She's, you know, engaging with the clients. She's enjoying conversations with different people along the way. She's getting involved in service. And it's just, yeah, it's just been really wonderful to see her do that and to see her confidence growing and just really witnessing just how she's becoming passionate about giving back and helping people. It's lovely.
So that's week one done. How are the energy levels?
Yeah, so end of the week, feeling a little bit tired, but and I don't know about Dave, but I know I'm definitely feeling it. But at the same time, just really pumped and really excited to head on to the, after this one tomorrow, we'll head on to the next stop and, yeah, and just continue on. So, yeah, still really excited and looking forward to that.
Cara, thanks for your time. Safe travels, and we look forward to speaking with you in week two.
Thanks, Wallace.
Now you're off to Bendigo. Safe travels. This is obviously week one done. It's been a big week for you and the family.
Yeah, as I said, I'm loving it, but it's going by really fast, and I just wouldn't mind if it just slowed up a bit. But
well, I think you've got two services next week. You're looking forward to Bendigo and Albury.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. So lunch service in Bendigo, working with a charity called Mad Cow, and Mad Cow run what they call the Homeless Hub. So looking forward to doing lunch with them. In Albury, we're partnered with the Carevan Foundation. So really looking forward to meeting them.
All the best to the family and look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks a lot, Wallace.
Wow, what a start to the Smoke and Salt project. We can all hear the amount of planning that's gone into this trip. And now that Dave and his family are on the road, their excitement as they're seeing their idea of helping those in need across Australia becoming a reality. A shout out to Dave and Cara, as we recorded several times throughout the week, and to their local charity partners for giving us an insight into their communities and the work they do. One of Dave and Cara's aims throughout this trip is to continue to raise awareness of the local charities, who, as you've heard, are providing food and services for many more people than they did 2 years ago. If you have the means, we encourage you to continue supporting the Smoke and Soul project, as monies left over will be split evenly across the 19 charities. You can find a link to the GoFundMe page in the show notes. And if you live in Adelaide, Hamilton or Mount Gambier and can donate food or your time, you'll find the link to Vinnie's Fred's Van, the Salvation Army and the Sunshine Community Kitchen also in the show notes. Please follow the Smoke and Soul project on socials, where on top of cooking, Dave is doing a daily vlog. In the next episode, we'll catch up with Cara and Dave as they head to Bendigo and Albury in week two of the Smoke and Soul project. I'm Wallace Long. Thanks for listening.